This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. Hear this, Israel, for the earth groans and the signs multiply. We witness tremors not merely in the ground beneath our feet, but in the very foundations of the nations. Edom structures built on shifting sands are revealing their decay. And within Israel, a reckoning is taking place, a turning away from borrowed time, a remembering of the ancient path. For generations, we have wandered in a wilderness of calendars, adopting the reckonings of those who know not Yahuwah. Babylon, Rome, the empires that rose and fell, their measures have clouded our vision, severed us from the rhythm of His appointed times. This is not simply a matter of dates, it's a severing from the very heartbeat of the covenant. Remember Enoch, seventh from Adam, who walked with Yahuwah, understanding the cycles, the precise order of the heavens. He did not mark time by the whims of empires, but by the immutable decrees of the Creator. Yahuwah gave us the new moon for seasons and for years. He established the spring equinox as the beginning of His sacred year, Nisan. This is not a suggestion, beloved, but a command woven into the fabric of our covenant. To disregard it is to walk outside the boundaries He has set, to diminish the power of the shofar call, the call to return. And as we reclaim this ancient reckoning, we unlock the power of the modem, the appointed times. Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, these are not relics of a bygone era. They are active portals, gateways to Yahuwah's restorative power. They are markers along the path of restoration, each one a promise of renewal, a sign of His faithfulness to scattered Israel. These appointed times are aligning with a deeper awakening. Even as Edom's systems falter, we see their healthcare crumbling, their courts fracturing, Israel is stirring, remembering the true markers of time. But beware. The modern state of Israel, that imitation built on the ruins of Edom's ambitions, seeks to control this awakening, to harness it for its own political ends. They extend their surveillance, tightening their grip on the diaspora, silencing those who speak truth. This is a familiar pattern. Edom attempting to usurp the authority of Yahuwah, to control the flow of His restoration. Consider the tremors in Venezuela, the seismic judgment upon that nation, even as Edom reinforces its borders, rejecting those seeking refuge. A hardening of hearts, a closing off from Yahuwah's call to compassion. This echoes the prophecies of Yahweh, the closing of borders as the day of Yahuwah draws near. It's a rejection of the very essence of the covenant, the promise to gather Israel from the four corners of the earth. And the attempts to rewrite history, to erase narratives of oppression, particularly concerning the modern state of Israel. This is Edom's desperate attempt to conceal its deeds before Yahuwah. Malachi spoke of this, the covering of the altar with tears, the withholding of offerings. They seek to present a false narrative to justify their actions, but the truth will be revealed. The earth itself bears witness to their transgressions. We see, too, the subtle but relentless direction of regional conflict by Edom, by the unipolar Western order. Their influence over events in Lebanon, their maneuvering against Iran, these are not acts of peace, but calculated steps to maintain control, to delay the inevitable judgment. Yes, Yahu foretold this, the stirring of the nations against Israel, the attempts to thwart the unfolding of His plan. But let us not despair. For within these signs of judgment, within these echoes of oppression, lies the promise of restoration. The awakening of scattered Israel is accelerating. The true Israel, the 12 tribes dispersed throughout the nations, are beginning to remember their heritage, to reclaim their identity, to prepare for the gathering. This is not a call to return to a geographical location, to a political entity. It is a call to return to Yahuwah, to embrace the covenant, to live in accordance with His appointed times. It is a call to rebuild our lives upon the foundation of truth, to reject the lies of Edom, and to prepare for the coming of Mashiach the King. The shifting sands of time will not hold. The eternal covenant will prevail. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.